At a nuclear security summit in the U.S., North Korea's nuclear ambitions were high on the agenda. U.S. President Barack Obama joined with his counterparts from Japan and South Korea to warn Pyongyang against further provocations. Meeting on the sidelines of the summit, the trio called for North Korea to give up further nuclear and missile tests or face more sanctions. Leaders from more than 50 countries were in Washington to discuss how to secure nuclear materials from falling into the hands of terrorists.
In many countries, you know, possession of nuclear material for sale was not a crime. So another area that we have put a lot of emphasis on is improving our ability not only to locate smuggled material and find the nuclear smugglers, but also to bring them to justice.
It comes after the terror attacks in Brussels and investigations into the networks behind them, which have increased fears that the ISIL group could target nuclear plants, steal materials, and develop dirty bombs.
The Obama administration claims that it's harder than ever before for terrorists to acquire nuclear materials. Yet the summit includes a special conference on groups like ISIL, who have targeted urban areas around the globe. A clear sign that a nuclear threat by terrorists is still looming. Stefan Gruber, Euronews, Washington.